Time now for us to go to the hotline as we bring in our first guest of today's show. It's Tracy Jadlos. She's the executive director with After Schools All-Stars in Cleveland. A lot of interesting things and very awesome things that they do there. And one of the cool things they do is they have a kickball tournament coming up on February 23rd. We're going to get into all of that. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Very good. Good afternoon.
Well, we're going to get into that kickball tournament a little bit later on. We'll certainly come around to that, but I want to begin with the details of the organization, After School All-Stars. For those that aren't familiar, who are you guys and who do you serve?
Sure. So After School All-Stars is actually the nation's largest free-to-family after-school-based after-school provider. And each day what we offer up to our students is a combination of academic support, enrichment, which includes career exploration, recreation, as well as some social and emotional learning. And currently here in Cleveland, we are in 5 locations, and that's a mixture of Cleveland Public Schools, as well as our newest partner we're really excited about is CMHA.
Very cool stuff. And you guys actually have a lot of kids who have done extraordinarily well and benefited from this program. And what I find fascinating, too, I mean, you mentioned it, you guys have plenty of locations all across the country, and it seems like every location likes to spotlight some of their kids, and they take a look at some of their success stories. You guys have one as well, detailed on your website, a young man named Jamel Banks, who goes to Case Elementary Middle School. He's an all-star. And I thought his story was pretty fascinating about how he wants to help the homeless and the journey he went on along the way.
Yes, it's very exciting. He had the opportunity this summer to actually join quite a few of his peers from across our chapters across the United States in Washington, D.C. And they spent the week really learning about leadership skills and, even more importantly, how to give back to their own community. And so that was the project that he decided that he wanted to pursue here in Cleveland. And this May, for in connection with Global Youth Service Day, he will be working with all of our chapters here in Cleveland and collecting food donations to give back into one of our shelters.
That's really fantastic stuff. I mean, that seems like, for him, a really, really cool experience. And as far as I understand it, he had never flown in a plane before, right?
That's correct. It was his first experience. And I think it was a good one because he's ready to go back again this summer and take a few more of our kids here from Cleveland and see what kind of impact they can make in our community as well.
Fascinating to hear that he certainly had the opportunity to deal with some kids across the country who are in a situation similar to his. How much collaboration is there between all the organizations across the country?
All of the chapters, it's great because we're unique to our community and we're unique to our schools and what our individual school needs are. But we do work together to make sure that we share best practices, and to really try to connect those students as well so that they can share their ideas.
Tracy Jadlos, Executive Director at After School All-Stars in Cleveland, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. The kickball tournament is a really cool big fundraising event for you guys, and it allows you to do a number of different wonderful projects. Tell us about one of your most recent ones where you guys were able to rebuild the basketball courts and basketball hoops at Case Elementary, because it sounds like you guys had your own little version of March Madness after everything was fixed.
That is true. So at Case, when we got there to begin programming, what we found was that their hoops weren't necessarily in the best condition. And so we were able to work with some of our community partners and get them some new basketball hoops there. And then the students this summer were able to participate in our Hoop Heroes camp and learn great techniques and do a little competition. And I think we even got the security guard there at Case involved in some one-on-one with the students. It was fun.
Well, and it sounds like it certainly worked because, well, the average daily attendance increased by nearly 50%. Is that right?
That's correct.
Wow, that's wonderful. Just goes to show you just how well things are going and how well that program is working. All right, we mentioned we were going to bring things back around to the kickball tournament, so let's dive right in here. Saturday, February 23rd at the Cleveland State University Recreation Center. What all's happening here?
Sure. So we have both community teams and corporate teams that will be challenging themselves in our kickball tournament. The event begins at 9 a.m. and we'll go all the way through. Each team will have the opportunity to play in two games until they're eliminated. And then we'll have a large award ceremony around 1 o'clock that afternoon. And in between their games, we're going to have all kinds of fun side games for them to participate in. But it's just a great opportunity for those corporations to kind of bring their employees together in a fun way, especially since we've all been kind of forced indoors because of the weather, you know, to get out, have some fun, do some bonding, and raise some money for, you know, an organization that really impacts our kids here in Cleveland.
About how many teams are you guys expecting, Tracy?
Yeah, so right now we have 9 teams that are registered, but registration is still open all the way through close of business on Monday. So it should be, a really good time. You've got some law firms that are in there. You've got some investment groups that are in there, as well as a lot of other groups. Some younger students from CSU who will be challenging those teams as well. So it should be a good time.
And it's more than just bragging rights here. You guys actually have a pretty cool grand prize as well, right?
That's true, yes. So the organization that does the most fundraising and also wins in the opportunity, we had Fox Sports Ohio, who donated 10 tickets to a Cavaliers game against the Pistons.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. And if you don't want to play in said tournament, you guys have something called Kid Zone and Spectator Passes. What are those?
We do. So folks can come out and watch or even cheer on their favorite organization. And you can register and have your students come down, and they get to experience a little bit of what our kids experience every day in after-school programming. So a little bit of science here, a little bit of recreation there, a little bit of enrichment. So it should be a fun day for everybody. You can come down, the kids can have fun, and you can have fun cheering on the community as they do some work for our organization.
Now, is this the first year that the organization has put on this event?
This is the first year, yes. It actually came as a recommendation from some college students who said, let's find a fun way to raise some money. We have a lot of college students who do internships through us, and so we appreciate their wisdom and guidance on how they and corporations can give back.
Yeah, and it sounds like this is a wonderful way to give back, and it's a heck of a lot of fun too, right? Who doesn't like going out there and playing a little bit of kickball? It's kind of a nice little transplant back to your youth days, right?
That's exactly it. And, that's what After School All-Stars is all about. Is exposing our kids to a lot of stuff that, just some of our kids based off of, where they live or, the lack of an open field to play kickball, if you will, exposing them to that. So we're happy to give the opportunity for everybody to kind of retouch base with that child in their heart.
Right. It's getting in touch with that inner child, right? You get to go play some kickball just like we used to out on the playground way back in the day. Very, very fun stuff. Well, Tracy, before we let you go, for our listeners out there who are interested in taking a look at some more information or perhaps getting involved in this kickball tournament and also finding out more about what you guys do, where can they go to get more of that information?
Sure. They can visit our website. It's www.clevelandasas.org. And if you want to know specifically about the kickball tournament, just do a /kickball.
Fair enough. ClevelandASAS.org. That's ClevelandASAS.org. /kickball if you want information on the kickball tournament. Tracy, this is a lot of fun. Thank you so much for stopping by, and best of luck on February 23rd. Hopefully we get a lot of people out there to play some kickball.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, Tracy, that's Tracy Jadlos, the executive director at After School All-Stars, telling us all about